Accounting for China's increased size is easy, but the economy has not just grown since 2000. Its manufacturers have also become enmeshed in supply chains of mind-boggling complexity. A factory in Wuhan may provide parts to a firm elsewhere in China, which in turn supplies a factory in Stuttgart, with the final product emerging in Michigan. Just-in-time production leaves little room for delays. Many firms cannot trace all their suppliers, making it hard to predict the impact of work stoppages in China on their output, let alone on global GDP. History provides little guidance on the effects of disrupted supply chains because the world economy has not been organized around them for long. Some problems have already emerged. Hyundai has halted some car production in South Korea because parts are short. So has Nissan in Japan. Facebook has stopped taking orders for its new virtual reality headset, and Nintendo has delayed shipments of new gaming devices. Foxconn, which makes smartphones for Apple and Huawei, has restarted its factories, but with skeletal staffing. And these are just the brands you have heard of. China churns out a third of the world's chemicals, half of its LCD screens, and two-thirds of its polyester. Companies that think they are isolated from China could be in for a surprise. It is also possible that the virus spreads rapidly outside China. Infections in developing countries may be going undetected. Vietnam has quarantined 10,000 people, but most governments could not enact the measures that China is using to slow the disease, so COVID-19 could yet become a pandemic. Wall Street's optimism, in other words, is premature. If economists have a bias, it is to focus on things that are measurable and quantifiable. Alas, the COVID-19 outbreak brings many risks that are not.